Super sent his army into Ukraine in the hope and expectation that in a few days they would see the reality of the war. And hundreds of miles with very little opposition, and one of the most amazing things the last day was as they marched on Oslo, there was hardly anyone there to stop them. And they shot down the military force. They shot down what would be some of the most advanced martial arts operations in the course of time.
We are the world. That's why we're so excited to introduce our new radically affordable eco-organic mattress, starting at just $6.99. Crafted with the same incredibly comfortable, certified organic materials you've come to expect at Avocado, but at a price that puts sustainability and a great night's sleep in reach of everyone. Learn more at avocadomattress.com.
Oh yeah, that is the, that's at how, yeah, that's on Howard's campus.
Oh, she's so powerful.
She carried on the family legacy.
We were blown away. I not only was a student in undergrad, but I've been a professor there for 20 years, so it's really a special moment to know that I had a family member who, over 100 years prior, had walked these grounds. It's deeply uplifting.
Yes, it is.
We're walking in their footsteps.
This weekend, Russian billionaire Yevgeny Prigozhin seemed headed for an armed confrontation with Vladimir Putin in Moscow before Prigozhin detoured to Belarus. 5 years ago, Prigozhin was one of 13 Russians indicted by Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller for interfering in the 2016 presidential election to help Donald Trump. The Mueller report says the investigation established that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election through the Active Measures social media campaign carried out by the Internet Research Agency, an organization funded by Prigozhin and companies that he controlled. Last year, Prigozhin admitted to interfering in the presidential election to help Donald Trump, saying, quote, gentlemen, we have interfered, are interfering, and will interfere carefully, precisely, surgically, and in our own way, as we know how to do. Andrew Weissman is back with us. Andrew, you're part of that prosecutorial team that got that indictment. What else do we need to know about Prigozhin?
So in February of 2018, a really wonderful team led by Jeannie Rhee and a series of prosecutors and agents put together a criminal case involving the Internet Research Agency. The head of it was Prigozhin. And yes, he has since, like Donald Trump, absolutely embraced what he is charged with. And so he was the head of that group. One of the sort of, I think, scary vignettes is, I mean, this obviously was a troll farm that interfered with the 2016 presidential election, but many other elections across the globe. One vignette that's really fascinating is they had an American 2 days before his birthday go to the White House and hold up a happy birthday sign. And there's a photograph of that sign, which was then sent to Prigozhin to say, happy birthday, boss. And so they were really able to interfere with the election, but also really be here in the United States doing it. So this is not some theoretical event. The other thing that's interesting is because he is under indictment, you might be thinking, gee, why would he go to Belarus, which is such a country so much under control of Russia, because it makes it so much easier for Vladimir Putin to do away with him when the time comes. But he can't go to a country that has an effective extradition treaty because he would be extradited to the United States to face charges. And the only reason he has not faced those charges, along with his co-defendants, is because he has remained in Russia, which was not going to extradite him because he was doing Vladimir Putin's bidding. So they have no reason to be extraditing him at this point.
He is, tonight, the world's most peculiar billionaire in many ways, but mostly the willingness to get into uniform with his troops, take up arms, and be out there pretending to be a general.
Well, absolutely. This is this huge conundrum where if you are in his army of private mercenaries, you're scratching your head saying, you know, who am I loyal to? Now, he is a mercenary. And so, you know, you, of course, think, you know, how much money, what was the deal that was paid? I mean, that's his business. But, you know, there is a lot of reporting about dissatisfaction amongst his troops and, of course, in the Russian people in terms of what he was doing. And it seems very odd, of course, because it's, you know, given Putin's history in terms of his dealing with people, including his statement just today about these people being criminals, it's hard to imagine that he has a very long life expectancy.
Andrew Weissman, thank you so much for covering stories for us tonight from the Southern District of Florida all the way to Russia, as only you could. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back.
Asthma isn't pretty. It's the moment when you realize that a good day is about to become a bad one. But then I remember that the world is so much bigger than that with Trelegy, because one dose a day helps keep my asthma symptoms under control. And with three medicines and one inhaler, Trelegy helps improve lung function so I can breathe easier for a full 24 hours.
Trelegy won't replace the respiration for sudden breathing problems. Trelegy contains a medicine that increases risk of hospitalizations and death from asthma problems when used alone. Now, this medicine is used with an inhaled corticosteroid, like in Trelegy, where it's not significant increased risk of these events. But do not take Trelegy more than prescribed. Trelegy may increase risk of thrush and infections. Get emergency care for serious allergic reactions. See your doctor if your asthma does not improve or gets worse.
Ask your doctor about once-daily Trelegy for asthma, because breathing can be beautiful.
Internet without trackers. Without my web and my files. Zen. Be more cyber zen. Get more VPN.
My A1C was up here. Now it's down with Rybelsin. His A1C?
It's down with Rybelsin.
My doctor told me Rybelsin's lowered A1C better than a leading branded pill.
And that people taking Rybelsin lost more weight. I got to my A1C goal, lost some weight too.
Rybelsin isn't for people with type 1 diabetes. Don't take Rybelsin if you or your family ever had medullary thyroid cancer or multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2 or if allergic to it. Stop Rybelsin and get medical help right away. If you get a lump or swelling in your neck, severe stomach pain, or an allergic reaction, serious side effects may include pancreatitis. Gallbladder problems may occur. Tell your provider about vision problems or changes. Taking Rybelsin for the sulfonylurea form insulin increases low blood sugar risk. Side effects like nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea may lead to dehydration, which may worsen kidney problems.
Need to get your A1C down?
You may pay as little as $10 per prescription.
AG1 gives you the daily nutrients that form the foundation for your health routine. It's made with the highest quality ingredients, put through the strictest ingredients, and everybody can own their health. Start your journey at drinkag1.com.
Iviza dry eye drops, made with hydrating polymers, moisturizing hyaluronic acid, and revitalizing trehalose for instant dryness relief that lasts up to 8 hours. Iviza, we see a better way.
You know what's great? New hands-free stretch fit Skechers slippers. You just step in and go, and they stretch for the perfect fit. I wonder what else I could stretch. Try new stretch fit Skechers slippers.
This is an important message from Allied Injury Group. If you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
800-862-7178.
Whether it's a work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall, Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions in damages. They're available 24 hours a day to take your call and fight for you. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call Allied Injury Group now. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that was your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, or the victim of workplace negligence or more, Get the financial compensation you deserve now.
800-862-7178. That's 800-862-7178. That is tonight's last word. The 11th hour with Stephanie Ruhle starts now.
Tonight, Donald Trump on tape discussing a classified document, the recording a key piece from Jack Smith's tape, now public, and continued fallout from this weekend's attempted rebellion in Russia. The chaotic events raising questions about Putin's power and what it means to the war in Ukraine. And despite the mounting legal troubles, the twice indicted former president is still the Republican frontrunner. While some Democrats are sounding the alarm as the 11th hour gets underway on this Monday night. Good evening once again. I'm Stephanie Ruhle. Tonight, for the first time, we are hearing Donald Trump on tape in 2021 discussing a secret document about attacking Iran that he did not declassify. As we've reported, the conversation is a key part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's case against Donald Trump, and it is referenced in the indictment against him. CNN obtained and played the recording earlier this evening.
This is bad, sick people. That was your cue, you know, that against you.
That well, Sean and
Lenny. When Hillary's talking about all we were going to try and do, they're dragging that before you even reform it. Dragging that right. Overthrow your life.
Well, with Millie, she got a shaving example. He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing to have a big pile of papers just for this thing? Look, this was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him. We looked at him. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. Mm-hmm. All sorts of stuff. Take it as well, remember? Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally ruins my case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except it is like highly confidential. It's secretive. What is this? The attack. And
Hillary cut that out all the time.
She sent it to every winner. By the way, isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
God, it's just saying, because we're talking about him. And he said, he wanted to attack Iran. I think you can probably
explain.
NBC News has not obtained or verified this recording, and we have reached out to the Trump campaign and legal team for comment and have not yet heard back. We've got a lot to discuss. So let's get smarter with the help of our lead-off panel. Two of our favorites are here. Former federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner and Neil Katyal, Department of Justice veteran and former acting solicitor general during the Obama administration. Neil, what is your reaction to actually hearing this recording that we've heard so much about? But now we've heard Donald Trump actually saying it all.
Yes, that's so. Apart from all the obsequious behavior on this tape, which is astounding, it's a disgusting tape. I mean, Donald Trump is charged with illegally retaining 31 very sensitive national security documents. And the tape tonight does two things. First, it explains why did he do it. Now, people have said Donald Trump monetizes everything, and maybe that's true, and maybe he was doing this to please some investor or something. I've often felt that, and we've talked about this before, Steph, that it's something much simpler, which is, you know, I saw this when I was National Security Advisor at the Justice Department. Certain people just like to kind of hold out themselves as being in the know and having special documents and stuff like that. And here, Trump on the tape says it's so cool, those are his words, that he has these classified documents. It's not so cool. These are sensitive documents that people maybe gave their lives for or risked their lives for, not just U.S. citizens, but foreign allies and the like. It's not so cool that you have these documents in your social club and you get to show them off in, you know, to people. That's not good. And the second piece of this, what it does substantively, is it really nails the case against him on what criminal lawyers call mens rea, or criminal intent. His defense is that he's been trying to float around is, well, I thought it was declassified. I thought as the president I had the power to do so. But this tape destroys that defense now, because this is what that tape says. It says, quote, see, as president, I could have declassified it. Now I can't, you know, but this is still secret. And remember, Trump's claim is by taking something out of the White House, he automatically declassified it. These documents were automatically, they were taken out of the White House. If his theory was right, they would have been automatically declassified. They're obviously not. Everyone who knows how to, frankly, read English knows that. But to the extent Donald Trump wanted to say, I had a genuine belief, crazy legal theory, he himself didn't have that genuine belief. And then the last thing I'd say is that all goes to the current indictment that Jack Smith has done in Florida, which is about the illegal retention of 31 documents. Jack Smith so far hasn't charged the illegal dissemination, giving to other people classified or sensitive information. As far as I can tell, that's what's happening on that tape. It seems like an open and shut dissemination case, and most importantly, that case can be brought in New Jersey where that interview occurred and would avoid any possible complications if there's a problem with the timing in the Southern District of Florida charges that he's currently facing.
Glenn, we have got a former president of the United States endangering our national security, and he is on tape doing it. Is this not the living embodiment of Trump's famous anecdote, he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and no one would care? He would lose his followers.
You know, there are people who care. Certainly the people he is putting at risk, including, you know, folks who are doing the national security of our country overseas. And I think most people do care about this, and I also don't think he's going to get away with it. You know, the power of having an audio tape in the defendant's own voice where he's doing a couple of things. One, he's committing the crime, and it's being recorded, and he is also exposing so many of the lies he told, lies that Steph otherwise he may have offered in court. I mean, when he tells Brett Baer things like, oh, no, 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 I just had a pile of newspapers, magazine articles, and yet we then hear him